Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body, and spirit. If you have any questions about the broadcast, or to subscribe to Holistic Health Magazine, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to today's show. It's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we are streaming live on holistichealthmagazine.com, and we're being aired on WWNN 1470 AM. We're in studio today hanging out, and it's a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon, and Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical. This is our first debut Friday, and of course, we've been airing on the Saturday afternoon show from 4 to 6. And Sunday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., all about recovery. And today, of course, we are airing for the first time on Fridays, and it will be a continuous thing on Fridays. We're looking forward to that. Can we get an applause on that one? Ooh, do we have an applause button in there somewhere? Oh, wait. Hey, there we go. I like interactive studios. That's a beautiful thing. So, hey, listen, we're here to hang out and to share a message. We at Holistic Health Magazine are not doctors. We're not people that come from backgrounds of anything other than people that want to spread a message of hope. That if you're hopeless, you can take out the less and you can have hope. And I don't care what you're dealing with, mind, body, and spirit. May you be dealing with addiction disorders. May you be dealing with health issues. Whatever it may be, there can be hope for you today. Holistic Health Magazine, this hour is sponsored by Healthy Indoor Air. Now, Healthy Indoor Air is a gentleman named Mark Valenciano. He can be reached at 866-332-7247. And Healthy Indoor Air is going to help you to find an effective air cleaner. Because again, you know, we could be hanging out. We can have all of the right things in our body. We can be doing all the right working out, all the right vitamins. But how about that air that we're breathing? If we're not breathing the right air, and guess what? We're toxic. So call Mark, 866-332-7247. He is the sponsor of this hour. And Holistic Health Magazine is, of course, being distributed at Books A Million. Any Books A Million in 18 states and 183 locations. You can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. You can click on directory and find exactly where that's at. The other thing that you can do is go to any vitamin shop in the state of Florida. Any vitamin shop, walk in the door, ask for Holistic Health Magazine, and they will get you one. The other thing that is very apparent with Holistic Health Magazine is that we do have a particular area that we drop off at, and you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com, again, at the directory, click on Florida or any of the states that are live linked, and you can find out exactly where it's being distributed. We are also online with a lot of different things. We have a questionnaire online. It's called Ask the Experts. And what we're going to be doing is having an interactive radio show with people that are professional people that are on our website, and they will be on the radio shows starting next week on Friday. Our guest today is Christy Summers, and starting next Friday, Christy's going to be doing this show on her own. and I'm going to be stepping out, baby. I'm going to be stepping out, and Christy's going to take over, and it's going to be all about relationship addiction. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have issues with, may you be male or female, with addiction to relationships, Christy is going to be able to answer those questions. And you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com and click on Ask the Experts prior to the show and put in any information that you would like Christy to answer. You ask the question, and Christy has the answer. Now, again, Holistic Health Magazine is the magazine that deals with content that is evidence-based. Now, when we talk about evidence-based, I want to make it clear that we have some kind of evidence behind what we're talking about. And it's coming from some kind of a person that has an understanding and a doctorate of some type that can back it up. We banish the fear and learn the facts about swine flu. That's on the cover of Holistic Health Magazine this month. Now, if you want to banish the fear and you want to make sure that you know what you're doing with the swine flu pandemic, whatever it is. And then we also have hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And the article is written from a gentleman named Julian Whitaker from the Whitaker Wellness Institute out in California. He is in the magazine this month. This is, of course, the June issue that's out in the streets right now. You can go pick it up. Again, Books a Million, Vitamin Shops, and any location on the website. Next month, we have some good things that are taking place. We have Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She is from The View. She is on the cover of the July issue. The issue is at print as we speak. And she's going to be talking about the G-free diet. She actually wrote a book, and she's going to be talking about that. We also have Seaside Palm Beach. It provides holistic-based recovery for addicts and alcoholics. It's a great place, great information there. Just to give you a little bit more information in regards to Holistic Health Magazine, we are also Turnpage Technology. Real important, you go to our website. If you can't find the magazine because you're not near Books a Million or a Vitamin Shop or one of the other locations that are on the directory, what you can do is go to our website and you can click on Turnpage Technology and you can read the physical magazine that you would hold in your hand online in Turnpage Technology. It's a great way to continue having the message if you happen to be in a state that we don't deliver in. I also want to take this time to say hello to the folks that are listening in Texas, to the folks that are listening up in Minnesota, to the folks that are listening out in California, and all the rest of the places in the United States that do listen to our show. They were excited, as I was, that we were actually moving to a Friday afternoon, and the Saturday show from 4 to 6 they listen to all the time, and of course, they also listen about recovery, addiction recovery, on Sunday nights. So that's a little bit about the magazine. I wanted people to be aware of who we are and what we do. The thing that's going to be taking place, so you understand tonight in special events, this is really important. If you're listening right now and you have anything or you know anything about autism, it's something that affects a whole lot of children. And tonight, Autism Awareness, it's at Ocean Manor Resort. This is Doug Flutie Jr. He used to play for the New England Patriots and the San Diego Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. Well, you know, one thing's for sure, Doug has, for the last 10 years, proudly served the autism community. And he's having an event tonight from 7:30 to 10:30. And you can go there right at the door and pay $75 to sit down and have a meal. Starts at 7:30, and the money is donated to autism. At the same time, at 10:30, if you decide that you're not going to make the dinner from 10:30 until about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're having an additional party. It's $20 at the door. So if you're a little bit busy and you want to show up at 10:30, they're starting a rock and roll event upstairs in the penthouse. And you can hang out in the penthouse with Doug Flutie and all the rest of the ball players that are going to be there. And you can have a great time, and serve our community with autism. You know, the bottom line is that when guys like Doug Flutie take 10 years of service and put it into something, you know it must be something of his heart. So let's share that with him. Again, that's Ocean Manor Resort. The phone number is 954-566-7500. The location is 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, of course, we look forward to seeing you there. We will be there. Also, Holistic Health Magazine will be auctioning off, while we're there, a 1980 MG. It's a 1980 MG Coupe. I think you might want to check it out. And also, we've got a bunch of artwork that we're auctioning off there, and all of the proceeds will be going to autism. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale. Now, what we're going to do is go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have Christy Summers, who's going to rock and roll us into relationship addictions. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indiantown Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info at holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info at holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's John Hollis with Holistic Health Magazine, and this is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. You can listen to us on www.holistichealthmagazine.com. You can also listen to us on, of course, 1470 AM, where you're listening right now if you're listening on the radio. And we are, of course, getting ready to interview and speak with the radio show host that's going to be taking over next week. And we're going to talk to Ask Christy. Christy Summers has been dealing with psychotherapy in a private practice for 20 years, over 20 years in Miami, Florida. And she's close to 30 years, I think. And the bottom line is that she's been helping people that have addiction to, of course, any type of relationship. And she deals with people, marriage issues. She deals with a lot of different issues when it comes to relationships. And Christy is writing now in our magazine, too. She will be in the July issue, featured with her own corner. It's called Ask Christy. And, of course, you're going to have her to yourselves every Friday from 2 to 3. And Christy's here with us. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing great, John. Good to be here.
All right, very good. And what we're going to do, Christy, is I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
First of all, I think it's important for our listeners to know, how long have you been dealing with crisis issues like this? But most importantly, what brought you to a point where you wanted to deal with crisis issues like this? Was it something in your own life? What was going on?
Wow, John, that's a loaded question. And yes, absolutely, it started in my own life. I grew up with an alcoholic father, and then I, too, at the age of 15, became an alcoholic and an addict. And I got sober when I was 20 years old and decided, like most of us in recovery do, that I was going to go be a counselor. So I went to work in a treatment facility, and I was working with drug addicts and alcoholics, and I got to know their families, John, and I got to see that their families suffered, especially their significant others and their boyfriends and their girlfriends suffered even more so by the effects of their addiction than some of the alcoholics and the addicts that I was treating. And I began to develop this philosophy that now is the biggest part of my practice, that some people get addicted to drugs and alcohol and some people get addicted to people. And that breaking people addiction is far more difficult and far harder than it probably is, not to minimize getting off drugs and alcohol, but it's really, really difficult because unlike drugs and alcohol, which aren't attached to your heart, people are and feelings are, and it makes it so much more difficult. So as a result of that, I went into practice, and I primarily now just focus on treating people, not necessarily addicts or alcoholics or have any addiction in their families whatsoever, but just people that are suffering from relationships that are so unhealthy that they can't end and they can't get out of.
So let me ask you, when you have, and I'm going to ask you from the point of view of the normal person, if there is any, but the bottom line is if you are in a situation where you're in a relationship where you know it's been over for 10 years, but you just can't do anything about it. I mean, call Christy.
Call Christy. Get help. Absolutely get help. A lot of people try to end these relationships in many different ways. Some people, they can't end, so what do? They cheat. That's their way of ending, thinking that, I call it back burner syndrome. You're in an unhealthy relationship. You find another person. You think that's going to make you better. It does temporarily. You leave the relationship. And then guess what? You want to go back to your drug of choice. Your drug of choice is the relationship that lasted a long time. So most people can't end relationships like that if they're that unhealthy. Not all relationships are unhealthy. So, I want to define what is the difference between an addictive, unhealthy relationship that you actually need help for versus a relationship that, maybe you can end on your own without help.
Absolutely. And here's the next question. I can still be friends, and we can still be friends, honey. We're not going to be together anymore. We're just going to be friends. Does that work?
That works if you want to spend the rest of your life with that person and tell yourself it's over. And no, absolutely, that does not work. I go through a whole thing that I'll probably be doing a whole show on, which is how to say goodbye to somebody. And one of the things that is called denial is when you tell yourself at the end of the relationship, oh, we're going to just be friends. When you're saying you're going to just be friends, you're saying basically it's not over, but I want to find a way to stay in touch with you until I find somebody else. But because you stay in contact with that person, you never really end it.
How do you know if you're in an addictive relationship?
Ah, okay. Well, there's a lot of symptoms and signs, and actually my whole show is going to be on those signs and symptoms next week, but I'm going to give you a few of them right now. And, you know, the most important one, I think, is that you grow up in a dysfunctional family. I mean, obviously, if you grow up in a healthy family and you get high self-esteem, you know, and you have, you know, very good self-concept, and you go out and you meet somebody who's, you know, an addict or is crazy or who has problems or is not healthy, you're not going to be attracted to that. Okay, so the first sign is that you grow up in a family where you learn to maybe take care of somebody, a parent who has problems, or you have mental illness in your family. And the bottom line is you don't get the emotional equipment as a child that you need to grow up and have healthy intimacy skills. So you kind of cripple into adult relationships. Another sign, and this is more current, once you're in the relationship. If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're giving more than 50%, you're probably in an addictive relationship. If you're given 80 and they're given 20, you're definitely in an addictive relationship. Preoccupation. Did you ever talk to somebody, if they're in an addictive relationship, all they talk about is him or her? That's all. They're the most boring people in the world to talk to. It's all about them. So that brings me to the next one, which is you lose yourself, you know? Relationships are interdependent. You know, you want to have somebody you can depend on, but you want to be independent as well. But in unhealthy relationships, you completely lose yourself. You lose, you know, and you let go of previously enjoyable activities. You know, no longer do you hang out with your friends. No longer do you go, you know, to dance. No longer do you see your family. Because slowly but surely, that relationship, that person, absorbs every part of your existence. Another way you know is if you know you're in an unhealthy relationship and you can't end it. That's a true sign of an addictive relationship. And another symptom, and most people don't see it, and people usually when I tell them when they come to see me that this is their real problem, they don't believe it. But a big sign of an addictive relationship is when you feel empty when you're alone. Because that emptiness, that fear, the fear of being alone is probably determines, you know, half the people why people stay married today. You know, not because they love their partners, not because they want to be with them, but because they're afraid they're going to be alone.
So, and bring up a point. Now, I'm sure you're not saying, listen, everybody needs to leave everybody. You're saying that there are ways to be able to work with a spouse that you've been with for 20 years or 25 years, and these things are occurring in the relationship. There are healthy ways to bring the relationship back.
Yes, I'm definitely saying that. I do counseling, but here's the deal there. If both people are unhealthy, okay, they belong together. But if one of those people goes and gets help to try to change the dynamics of the relationship, and the other person, unfortunately, is not willing to get help, then it makes it very difficult for that relationship to work out. So it's important that both people go into therapy and equally look at their stuff and their issues. And yes, absolutely, they can work it out. I do a lot of couples counseling with people that are both willing to come in and get better.
Okay, so, but on the flip side of that, again, what you're saying too is if you're in that unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship that you know is at the end, you can, there is a way to get through the withdrawal, and that's my next question to you. You know, when you're in a relationship and you've been with that person for 15 years, and to be quite frank, you know, everything's good. May it be the lust factor, may it be whatever it may be. The end result is that you find it difficult to get away from them. And when you stop calling them and you're not around them, and 3 weeks into it, you feel like you're withdrawn from a bag of dope, or worse yet, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, my life is nothing without this person is what you're thinking. What do you do with that withdrawal? How long does that last? What can you do with it?
I'm going to talk about that in 1 second. I just want to mention one thing that you were saying. You know, one of the other symptoms, because you talked about lust in a relationship and you think that's love. You know, one of the stages in my addiction chart is frustration passion theory. And it's surprising because in addictive relationships, unhealthy relationships, the sex is fantastic. Okay, because there's so much frustration in the relationship because you never know if it's going to work out. You never know if he's going to call. You never know if he's going to show up or her. I'm sorry. I'm being biased here. This goes both ways. Because there's so much frustration, it creates passion. And in healthy relationships, there's not as much passion. You know, it's more like, do you want a baked potato tonight or do you want broccoli for dinner? And so people confuse that as love. It's not love, it's addiction. But, okay, so withdrawal. Withdrawal is just like withdrawing from a substance. In fact, though, it takes longer. But you go through physically the same symptoms. You're anxious, you sweat, you can't sleep, you can't think, you're obsessed, you can't function, you're depressed. One good thing, girls, you lose a lot of weight. That's the only thing positive about withdrawing from a relationship. Withdrawal is hell. Sorry, I know I'm about to put the curse on your radio station. Forgive me. Withdrawal is really, really difficult. I have gotten it down to like a science. Withdrawal takes, with no contact, total abstinence, about 30 days. If you can hang in there for 30 days, that means no texts, no calls, no meeting him, no saying you have to go get your stuff back. You go get your stuff back before you end the relationship.
So that's how I used to end relationships. I would go back for one piece at a time. Listen, I'm coming over for my shirt today. I'm going to come over for my bag tomorrow. Everything will be fine, honey.
And if you realize this, that every time you go back, you start back at day one of withdrawal. When I finally
like
get my patience. Exactly. Absolutely. And you're going through it all over again. And so absolutely, withdrawal is hard. Now, after about 90 days, and I mean 90 days of working on yourself and on getting help and staying abstinent, you will get through it. Not only will you get through it, but you will find a healing that has allowed you to have closure so that, here's the key, so that in the next relationship, when you meet somebody new, guess what? You don't pack. You don't pass on all the baggage to the next relationship.
Nice. So here we have at 228, Christy, Ask Christy, Christy Summers. What we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Christy about some other issues in regards to relationships. And if you have any questions that you'd like to email her, you can email them to info@holistichealthmagazine.com, and she'll answer those questions next week. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa, 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3 CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack, Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow Stereo Sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Beautiful thing, Mr. Clapton. It's a beautiful thing. You know, that song talks about change comes to everyone. You know, but the bottom line is that we have to want it. And you know, if you don't want it, you know, everybody can want to change for you. But you can't change nothing that you don't want to change. So, that being said, we have Christy Summers in studio. And Christy is talking to us about a relationship addiction and how we can get past relationship addictions, how we can withdraw, what are some of the symptoms we've already discussed of relationship addiction, the withdrawal that takes about 30 days to get past that. And, of course, that means no going back to pick up the T-shirts, no going back to pick up the sneakers that you left in the laundry room. That means that you break ties completely for 30 days and get through the withdrawal. Now, question on that. After that 30-day time period and you're sweating through that 30 days, do you call her on day 31?
Yeah, you can call on day 31 and you'll be back in the same place that you left 30 days before thinking, oh my God, why'd I do this again? Which many of us do. We have to go back over and over and over again. And this is one of the symptoms I call the codependent shuffle. Codependent shuffle goes something like this. You get in a relationship, it's going awesome, then issues come up and you argue about the same things over and over again. Then you break up. It's over. It's done. Then a little bit of time goes by, and you miss the person, and you crave the person. You think it must be love. So you go back, and you find yourself in the exact same place, discussing the exact same things, and feeling the exact same way. And then you break up again.
So when you continue to do that, it's, I mean, let's look at this for what it is. I don't care if you're an addict to a painkiller, or you're an addict to food. You know, if I start to become healthier and I start to do healthier things because I'm eating too much, and I go to the doctor and the doctor gives me a diet and he gives me a protocol to follow, and I follow that protocol, and then, you know, I lose all this weight and I look great, and then I start going back to the same behaviors that got me overweight, then I'm going to have the same results. So what you're saying is it's the same with any addiction.
Absolutely. It's the same with any addiction. And just like other addictions, that if you don't, and it's an inside job like other addictions, if you don't go inside and change and heal what is broken in you, you will attract and go back to the exact same kind of people. And, you know, that's pretty much what I do in my practice, is people come to me and they want to end an addictive relationship. Okay, but they have to realize that after they end it, that's just the beginning to real healing. Real healing begins after withdrawal. In withdrawal, you just go through the grueling, grieving phase of getting him or her out of your mind. Then comes the real stuff, and the real stuff is often unconscious to us. We're not aware why we're attracted to and why we pick the unhealthy people that we do. You know, my father was an alcoholic, and the last person I ever wanted to marry or be involved with or date was an alcoholic. Here I am at 1 year sober. Guess what? I marry an alcoholic. It is what was familiar to me. And these type of patterns is what I deal with in therapy. If you don't go back there and deal with their origin, where you got these patterns, you'll just continue to pick different people.
So when you were a year sober, if you don't mind me asking, how long do you have sober now?
I've been sober 29 years. It'll be 30 years August 7th.
August 7th, 30 years. God bless you. So you were around 1 year sober, and you found yourself falling right into the situation. Here's my question. Do I always try to fill those voids and those spiritual gaps in my life? See, I believe that hole that's inside of me when I first get clean and first get sober, that I've been dumping alcohol and drugs and womanizing and all those things into that hole to fill that hole, trying to get everything on the outside to fill up that hole, and nothing was filling it. Nothing was ever enough. You could throw a football through that hole. So basically, if I don't start working on me, then I'm never going to fill that hole. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And you have to fill the hole, not with outside things. I mean, there's a lot of outside things that we use to fill that hole. That's why a lot of addicts, when they get clean and sober, they fill that hole with people and dating and getting involved in relationships. You have to fill that hole with you. And it's kind of hard, and we don't have the time to go into detail, but it's kind of like finding the seeds of your own self-esteem and, you know, helping them grow. And it sounds, you know, honky. It sounds like, oh, yeah, you have to have self-esteem. But you do have to have self-esteem. But the process of getting self-esteem, you know, it can take 6 months to a year. So a typical person who comes into therapy and is suffering from relationship addiction, you know, has a lot of work to do on their insides. They got to meet themselves. You know, they got to fall in love. I had to fall in love with Christy. You know, I didn't love Christy. That's why I used drugs. And then I'm sober and I didn't love Christy. That's why I filled it with men. Because I thought the magic was in men. I thought the magic was in drugs. I thought the magic was in BMWs. And you know what? The magic was in Christy all along. But because of the way that I was raised, I never was shown where the magic was. So, you know, my brand of therapy is to help go in there and show people that they're the gift, that the magic is truly in them, and then they don't have the need to fill that void by finding it in a man or a drug or a car or a woman.
And in the end, is there ever an end? Is there ever an end? I mean, the reality is, am I always working on myself until the day I die? Mm-hmm. Or is there like one day where, you know, okay, I've been out of the relationship for a year, I can ring the bell and it's all over with now? Or do, you know, is there ever an end?
Well, you know, unlike drug addiction, you can get away from drugs, like, you know, and I have 29 years, and yeah, there's an end to that because I don't use anymore. But, you know, relationship addiction's interesting, like food addiction. You have to learn how to socially use your addiction, you know? So no, there is never an end. You know, you can always, depending on the type of relationship and the dynamics of that relationship, fall back into your codependency and your addiction. You know, one of the things that I talk about, and it's funny, but it's really true, is that, you know, and I will use men, but it goes to women. Some men are like fudge. Some men are like broccoli. And men that are like fudge, they're really good and they feel great and they're awesome. But in the long run, they're very unhealthy and they're not good for us. And men that are like broccoli, you know, they're great for us. They're wholesome and they're good, but they are so boring. And what we have to learn how to do is we have to learn how to like the broccoli. You know, I have a friend of mine, though, that talks about, well, can't they be like broccoli dipped in chocolate? And and I'm like, but the truth of the matter is that we're unhealthy and water seeks its own level. And if we're broken, we're going to attract somebody broken. And we're always prone to that brokenness. So we have to watch when we get into dating people that they are not the same ingredients of the past relationships that have brought us back to that place of, you know, losing yourself again.
Absolutely. So you're in a relationship with a guy, and you're in a relationship with a woman that is concentrating on getting the money, property, and prestige They're not coming home at night. They're working, you know, 130 hours a week. They're doing all of this insanity. I got the guy behind the window figuring out that 130 hours a week. Yeah, there's not enough in there, buddy. But and that's the point. The point is that there is no time for you whatsoever. But again, you keep holding on to the fact that, you know, I'm going to do everything humanly possible to make my life perfect, and I'm going to avoid you at all contact because we're in a relationship that I don't like, and I just don't know how to say that. I don't know how to come across and say, hey, listen, so I'm going to do everything else I can possibly do to stay away from it.
You know, what I say to that actually is that person consciously may be thinking that it's the relationship that's bad and they're doing everything they can to stay away from it. But really the reality is the relationship with themselves is bad and they're doing everything to stay away from that. And the partner, the person that gets involved with that person, is waiting for a crumb. And most of us grew up, you know, whether our fathers were unavailable or our mothers were unavailable, and we get in relationships and we wait for a crumb. And we are waiting and waiting for a crumb. We are trying to right an old wrong from our childhood that, like our childhood, where we never got the crumb from our father or mother who wasn't emotionally available and there for us, we are now hoping that we're going to win an old war and get that crumb from whoever we're with now. So both people in that circumstance to get better, you know, the one person has to realize that they can't keep waiting for a crumb, and the other person has to realize that it's their relationship with themselves that they're trying to be so busy and get away from than anything wrong with the partner that they're with.
What do you say to the listener right now that's thinking to himself or herself, oh, come on, just get over it and get on with your life? What do you say? Because, you know, there's that person. Listen, I'm that person from time to time where I say, hey, listen, you know, get over it. Just move on. What's the reality of that?
Well, you know what? The person out there that's saying, oh, just get over it, move on, hey, maybe they're capable of that. Maybe they had healthy parenting and they're a whole person and they're able to just walk away. Probably more than not, though, the person listening right now that's identifying with everything I'm saying is sitting there saying, you know what? She's right. You know what? I've secretly been enduring this relationship I've been in for a long time and I am getting crumbs. You know, or the man that is, or the woman that's working 50 million hours a week and is saying that it's their partner that's the problem. It's not their partners that's the problem. So you know what? If you can get over it that quick, you don't need to listen.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you know something? We're going to give a shout out right now to Healthy Indoor Air, Mark Valenciano, because they made this possible. They make every Friday possible as our sponsor of this show. And you can reach them at 866-332-7247. Mark is going to help you to choose an effective air cleaner and one that will take care of all of the pollutants in your air, and that way you can be healthy in a whole state in your home. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutant. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. NovoLife is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. NovoLife is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. NovoLife. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. Go online to NovoLife.net. That's NovoLife.net. Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now, 561-613-5154. Have you ever heard of manipulation under anesthesia? It's not new, and it's not experimental. It's actually been practiced since the late 1930s. Manipulation under anesthesia is a non-invasive procedure for treating acute and chronic pain conditions like neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle spasms, and long-term pain syndromes. Are you in pain? Get the help you need without dangerous drugs or surgery. Call the offices of Dr. Joshua Rikus, board certified in family medicine, 954-753-1477. Conveniently located in Coral Springs. Most major insurance plans accepted. 954-753-1477. 954-753-1477. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine radio show. And we are sitting here today, of course, with Ask Christy, Christy Summers. Christy Summers is a psychotherapist in private practice for close to 30 years. And you'd never know it by looking at her. But the bottom line is that she works diligently on helping people to overcome addiction with relationships. Her office is located at 20377 Northeast 15th Court, 2nd floor, North Miami Beach, Florida, 33179. I guess you don't need the zip code to find it. But you can call her phone number at 305-525-9840. And also, you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. You can click on Ask the Experts, because it's important that if you have an issue, maybe you're feeling something, maybe you're going through some things right now, and you want to be able to ask Christy, you can go to that website, askchristy.com, or holistichealthmagazine.com, and you can click on Ask the Experts, and at that point, what you can do is also read an article that's going to be in the July issue that she has written in regards to addiction to relationships. Christy is a person that comes with, of course, substance and an understanding of dealing with people for so many years with addiction. And it doesn't have to be an alcohol or drug addiction. It can be addiction of gambling. It can be addiction of eating disorders. It can be addiction to shoes, sex, anything that you could actually form an addiction over, which there's only 120 12-step organizations out there that deal with addiction and addiction disorders. And she's here to be able to share that with us. And starting every Friday, We're going to be dealing with Christy in the studio, and we're all going to be hanging out. She's going to be hosting with us, and the bottom line is that we're looking forward to many more Fridays. And Christy, what do you got to say?
I just want to say I enjoyed being on the show today. I love it. I've been waiting a long time in my career to be able to step out of my private practice and get what I've learned about relationships and share it with so many more people than the small amount of people that I get to deal with in my practice over the last 28 years. You know, one of the things that has my heart about talking about relationship addiction, and I said it at the beginning of the show, is that, you know, most of us who have unhealthy relationships, we learned it in our childhood. And, you know, next week I'm going to be sharing on relationship addiction. And like other addictions, you know how it's generational and it goes through your families and you just keep passing it on and passing it on and passing it on. And, you know, my heart is for children, you know, and children that grow up in a relationship addiction family, by the time they're 14 or 15, they're starting to do the same stuff the same way that their parents did. It's another addiction that just keeps being passed on.
Okay. And that's something to tune in next Friday from 2 to 3. And, of course, it's here at WWNN 1470 AM. Or you can be listening live on the Internet at holistichealthmagazine.com. And that's what is going to be happening next week. And we're going to look forward to having Christy, of course, here with us in the studio live every week from this point forward until she says, "Uncle, no more, please." But I think that's what we're also looking to do here is let you know that she has some really good things happening as far as a book. What's going on with your book?
Oh, I'm writing a book, and the name of the book is Dying to Leave. And the book is about being in a relationship for a long time and not being able to end it. And the book goes into great detail about how you go through withdrawal and, more importantly, how you become whole so that the next relationship that you have is going to be healthy and that next relationship is going to be all that you're looking for, all that we're looking for in healthy relationships.
So it's going to be like a workbook also involved in it, too. So you're going to be able to take steps into, you know, being able to deal with your own addiction with relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's going to be a book, and then there's going to be a workbook. In the workbook are all the exercises that I give the patients that I see to help them break these unhealthy patterns. And the book will probably be out in about 3 months, so I'll be talking about it more on my show.
Okay, great. We're looking forward to that, of course. And, of course, I want to go back through. If you happen to be in the area of a vitamin shop, in the area of Books a Million, you can stop in right now and ask for the Holistic Health magazine, and they will point you in the direction. It costs $4.99. It is a paid magazine, but for $4.99, you can get a lot of information in regards to cutting-edge approaches to holistic health or health in general. We like to incorporate the conventional and the alternative and combine them together to make a whole, of course. That's what holistic stands for. If you look in the dictionary, holistic means whole. So the whole body. Part of that, of course, is the mind and the body and the spirit. And, of course, when you start dealing with relationship issues, not only does it tax the mind, not only does it tax the body, but it also definitely taxes the spirit. And we need to achieve balance even in our relationships, correct?
Absolutely. And yes, and it also attaches you spiritually. Because when you're in a relationship that's addictive, spiritually you die. Just like physically you die, emotionally you die, spiritually you die.
And bankruptcy comes in all forms. It might be that, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. People are losing their homes. People are, you know, losing their jobs. People are going through all kinds of emotional upheavals. If you're going through issues and you're having a tough time dealing with them and you're having a tough time talking about them at home, maybe, you know, the walls are up and everybody's angry with everybody because there are outside influences today that might not necessarily have been there a few years ago and you don't know how to deal with them, Christy can help with that also. You know, again, it's about communication. Communication starts with me telling the truth. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. Hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I want to do. As crazy as it might sound sometimes, some of the things I want to do, especially when I'm telling my wife, and she just shakes her head, but at least I voice them. You know what I mean? I don't walk around with that garbage in my gut anymore. And again, we're looking to help with issues is hope. You know, if you are hopeless, take the less out of hopeless, and you have hope. And we have people like Christy, we have people like Julian Whitaker, we have people like Leo Booth, we have people like Patrick Corona that are going to help all of the people that listen to our show or read our magazine to achieve a healthy balance. We are in studio at holistichealthmagazine.com if you're listening online, and we're also located at WWNN 1470 AM right here in Boca. And there's two books that I wanted to share with you. First of all, the first one is Say Yes to Your Life. It's a daily meditation. It's by Leo Booth. You can go just about any books or Barnes & Noble's or Borders Books and pick this up. But it's a daily meditation, and it has, like, you know, exactly that, a daily meditation. Day one, you know, January 1st, and then all the way through the whole year. And it's some things that you can read. And there's another one, Reclaiming Your Power. And this is by Dr. Corey Soundrup. And this is also being sold at Barnes & Noble's and Borders Books. You can pick up both of them again. It's Reclaiming Your Power, Dr. Corey Soundrup, and also Leo Booth, Say Yes to Your Life, a Daily Meditation. And they're great books, Mastering Optimal Health and Wellness, Emotionally and Spiritually and Physically, and Reclaiming Your Power with Dr. Corey Soundrup. Great book. I read it myself. Looks great. Sounds great. And it's something that you can actually work in your own life. And again, we got one more. Leo Booth. Check it out. We are out of time. We want to thank you for listening to our show today. And we ask you to come back tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 6, right here at WWNN 1470 AM. And also listen on holistichealthmagazine.com. And then again on Sunday nights from 9 to 11. We want to thank our sponsor, Healthy Indoor Air, Mark Valenciano, who can help you with effective air cleaning. Call him at 866-332-7247. And again, we want to thank our listeners and thank Christy for being here. Thank you, Christy.
It's been great being here. Thank you, John, for having me.
It's a great day. Have a blessed day, people. Thanks for listening. Listen to another pre-recorded show by Holistic Health Magazine. Please go to our website at holistichealthmagazine.com to check out our past archive shows and also to read our new turn page technology.